Lisa Cohen, HIV/AIDS Program Coordinator for the Pinellas County Health Department, says the event will promote awareness by providing resources open to the public.
This year, we're observing the 30th year since AIDS was first reported. We're providing free health screenings, flu vaccines, STD or HIV and syphilis screenings, and it'll be free HIV and rapid testing for HIV.
The theme for this year's HIV/AIDS Wellness Fair is Until There Is a Cure, It Takes a Village. Cohen says this event and many others brings communities together to fight against HIV and AIDS.
The theme that, you know, they felt like the partnership wants us to work together as a community to bring all the people together to demonstrate our commitment and to pay tribute to those who have been affected and infected and have died of HIV and people who've been diagnosed with it, because HIV and AIDS affects people from all walks of life, no matter who they are, disproportionate. It affects any women and minorities, no matter what their nationality.
Cohen says there will be information and resources available for people to receive help and support. World AIDS Day brings cities and communities together all around the world to focus attention on HIV and AIDS awareness and prevention, and to remember the lives lost to this disease.
We have at least 15 organizations that will be there with tables and displays and providing resources and information from their organizations to help people and provide information about what their organization does. Each organization will be talking about what their programs are all about and what they do for the community and how they can help people. And also the health screenings are all free. And we hope people will come out to hear about what we do and how we collaborate to help others and to really draw attention to, you know, what's happening with people with HIV and AIDS this year.
The World AIDS Wellness Fair is tomorrow at Williams Park in St. Petersburg. Our website, WMNF.org/news, has more information. For WMNF News, I'm Olivia Cabot.